Well, here's the stop, like, my camp meeting. Right now, we're now, well, this is today, again. Item three, attendance is covered, thank you. Item four, declaration interest, is any coming forward, I don't think it will be. Item five, response to previous project questions taken on notice, none. 5.1, public question time, with no public, so won't be any questions. Item six, 6.1, ordinary meeting of council Thursday, 17th of April. Recommendations there, please. Councillor Bradford, Councillor Rose. No against? Carried. 6.2, Shire Yilgarn Tourism Advisory Committee meeting Wednesday the 9th of April. Recommendations there. Can we move? Councillor Grange, second. Councillor Newbury, no against? Carried. 6.3, Grace and Captain Jones. Minutes, Thursday the 10th of April. Recommendations there. Who would like to move? Councillor Green, Councillor Bradford, no against. Just on that one, there was something come out of the meeting about changes to the rules and procedures for that, but I don't think we've seen actually what it is, isn't it? But they're coming forward, so any of the councillors are on the DAC board, you've got some changes coming your way. Don't ask them what they are, because I don't know. 6.5, SIACA Executive Committee meeting. 6.4, WEROC CEO Committee meeting, Monday the 14th of April. Recommendations there. Councillor Close, Councillor Rose, no against. Just out of that one, there's been no change to our membership. Nick's dealing with the water order, had to be in today, was it?
It's been extended to the 23rd.
Oh, right. Which is good. You want to explain to the council what that is?
Okay, Mr. President. So SIAC is putting in for funding through the Community Water Supply Program, which will give a water audit over the WEROC Shires, and it should give us some strategies moving forward that we can apply for more funding for in terms of capture and use of water. It's mainly around, finding sources of water that we're not utilising and how we can best maximise the capture of that. So that's a submission through WEROC, but we're all contributing to it.
It's all coming out of this water authority looking at some way of taking use water drained out of the pipe so they can bench, get some water in Kalgoorlie to keep the people alive up there because there's been too much water siphoned off on the way up and they just don't get enough water into Kalgoorlie. So they're pushing this hard trying to get councils to make sure they use every other area of water they can for their own use. Now, I believe, similar to what Scallon at Manhattan could be looked at on other places around the Shire, take that pressure off the main by the farmers and other people in the union, because there's no doubt about that. The actual concept down there has definitely been worth its weight in gold when it comes to water conservation. So, across the Shire, nothing, but the people that use it are pretty happy with what they've got, so if we can a project somewhere else, Frog Rock might be one, or Skeleton Rocks, or any of them that crook catchments are on, can be developed. If we can get government funding for it, and we're some way going. But also, they're talking about town reticulation and all that sort of stuff, too, really. Anyway, that's where that's going. 6.5, SEAC is going to committee meeting on the 28th of April, of which we, someone like Murphy, Ken Bradford, Councillor Grant, are against. And we've got a meeting on Monday. Councillor Bradford showing them interest to come along, which is great, thank you. Item 7, presentation position deputation, we have none. Item 8, delegates report. Councillor Grant.
The ANZAC Day ceremony on April the 25th, the reopening of the complex on April 26th, and the asset management session today, May the 15th.
Go, Councillor Newbury.
The ANZAC service on the 25th, and Wheat Belt Ag Care in Nungara on the 29th.
Go, Councillor Rose.
26th of April was the grand opening of the complex.
Thank you. Councillor Green.
Yeah, just the complex on the 26th.
Councillor Burt.
Anzac Day service on the 25th, the opening for the complex on the 26th, and today's on.
Thank you. Councillor Clark.
25th was the Anzac service, and my apologies for the opening. I was a little tied up on that day. And today's presentation of Glenn.
Mine on 23rd of April, I have nationalisation here. 25th was the Anzac Day. 26th was the opening of the complex, and the 7th of May was Rurock. Alright, thank you for that. I'm out near Andrew, CEO 9.1.
Thank you, Mr. President. 9.1.1 is the Council Decision Status Report from 2025. Recommendation is there that the report is noted.
Councillor Brett, Councillor Close. No discussion? No against? Harry?
That's it for me, Mr. President.
Over to the Chief of Manager of Corporate Services.
All right, first one's the monthly financial statements for period ending 30th of April 2025. Today I've had no questions on this one, so unless there's any questions.
Recommendations there, I'm going to move. Councillor Bradford, second. Councillor Rose, no questions. Over again, carried.
Then the next one is payments for the period ending 30th of April. Being made up of municipal fund checks 41324 to 41325, totaling $1,259.61. Municipal fund EFTs 16409 to 16523, totaling $1,038,387.11. Municipal fund checks 2595 to 2613, totaling $334,271.19. And municipal fund direct debits 19605.1 to 19665.15, totaling $26,483.24, and 19677.1 to 19677.15, totaling $27,989.72.
Move it, please. Councillor Close, Councillor Grange. Over again. Carried.
All right, the next one is fees and charges for the next financial year, the 25-26. The fees as presented, there's a lineup of the amendments in there. Since this item was produced, there's been two, well, I've received one extra from staff, which is we've got a new book called The Four Care Ruling 2. So we've added the recommended retail price for that in there. We've also received a query from Councillor Close, an email with two queries on it basically. The first one is when it comes to housing fees. We had it changed from 6, I'm going to find it, staff housing, yeah, so they went from 60 and 50 to 120 and 60. That was to bring it primarily into line with what we're actually currently charging. Not everyone is on 120. The 60 is pretty standard because they're limited to the 91s, MTs. We do have Joe Cara still living in one of them, and he's a legacy of $50. The others, that's why I've added to clarify, it used to be just council staff housing, 120, but I've done by negotiation up to, because we've got certain houses that are getting very long in the tooth, like 71 Antares and 103 Altair, that we only charge $60 due to basically the condition. To some of the newer ones that we do charge upwards of $120. Plus, the 120 is the equal to the housing subsidy that we provide staff with their own accommodation, and that's because we estimate the reasonable commercial rent would be about $240, $250 a week. So we subsidise our staff 50% roughly, so we pay the people providing their own homes a similar amount. There was also just a question regarding 250 or a proposed 250 for the new incoming caravan park cabins.
Oh, this is the new ones.
Yeah. I did a little bit of research on this one, and basically park cabins go from it for two buys, go from anywhere from 245 at the Perth Central Caravan Park, through to almost $300 at the 80 Mile Beach Caravan Park. So we thought 250 could, we'll give it a go if they don't, you know, no one wants to use them because they're too expensive, we'll re-evaluate price. But at this stage, yeah, it's pretty much an unknown whether they're going to be used or not. And yeah, the brand spanking new. Some of the pictures of these other places, they were the old fibro style, it looked like they'd been there for a while. So yeah, that was the main reason. We just, it was pick a number really. So
all right, recommendations there. I'm right to move. Can it close? Second it, can it approve? No questions. No against? Carried.
All right, the next one deals with councillor sitting fees for next financial year. Last time we actually amended sitting fees for councillors was in the 1920 financial year, so 5 years ago. So that's why this year the proposed item increases sitting fees from 400 to 440 for councillors, and from 600 to 660 for the Shire President, and $20 increase for committee members or committee meetings. The other increase is a relatively minor in the grand scheme of things, is President's allowance is increased by $1,000 for 13, and which has a corresponding increase in the Deputy President's allowance to $3,250. That's an annual, that's not per meeting. And also we've implemented the new, or the ability now to actually allow for paying city for the sitting fees to the independent members of various committees. And I'll put that in at the top of the range, because we want to be able to attract someone that can actually do what they're required to do, not just someone who's a seat filler. So.
Recommendations there. Move Councillor Close, second. Councillor Drench, any discussion? Nobody against? Carried. Thank you, Woodbridge.
Okay, Mr. President, just for the next officer recommendation, can councillors please note that it should read, instead of saying May 2025, it should read that councillor endorsed raising the table item 9.3.1 10-year pay replacement program 2025-2026 to 2034-2035 that was laid on the table at the April 2025 ordinary council meeting. Have we made that change?
Yep. Councillor Kev, that? On motion?
Yep.
Councillor Grant, second. Councillor Rose? No discussion? All in favour? Carried.
Okay. The plant replacement program, we went through the workshop and discussed about what was needed to keep the assets in good shape or to catch up any condition that needs to be caught up over the period of the time. In the plant replacement, we have 12 M grader. We have 5 graders currently in the fleet. One's used for construction, the other four are used in maintenance. Also added in the freight line of prime mover. As we discussed, it's been pretty problematic over the last 12 months. Wouldn't expect it to be quite that bad, but it has been. Purchase of a used dedicated water truck. We have traditionally been hiring them. We only have one water truck in the system. We used to have two water trucks. One of those water trucks was converted to a side tipper with a side tipping dog for gravel work to catch up our gravel work, so we are short of a water truck. It's not utilised all year, it's mainly utilised in the summer months, so winter time we don't usually need that much water. Replacement of the line marker, that's a pretty complicated piece of equipment. It's pretty troublesome, but it is pretty old, so and they're not very cheap. Load mounted broom. This is an attachment for the backhoe. We do have a trailing broom that goes on behind a vehicle. It is narrow, it is not hard to use. We do use it a lot, but when you're doing long and big areas, you tend to not sweep that well. It's more for just sweeping loose stone rather than sweeping pavements before seal. And then there's a number of light vehicle replacements. And recommendation is by simple majority, the council accepts the 25-26 to 34-35 plant replacement program as presented.
Recommendation there. I move. Councillor Green, Councillor Rowe. Any questions or discussion? Councillor Brown.
Instead of buying a whole new water cart to sit there for 6 months, can we just not get like a water tank to use with one of the other trucks instead of a whole vehicle?
Because of the configuration, we've moved into side tippers, so that becomes problematic because the water tank needs to overhang the back, where a side tipper doesn't open up at the back, tips to the side.
Yeah,
so like we haven't got another truck to put it on. The truck was on, been turned into a tanker.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no other truck to tank on.
Yeah, but do we have to get a truck that is just a water cart?
Dedicated water truck, yeah, I think it's beneficial. The other truck is a slide-in, slide-out water truck. It doesn't side tip, a water tank, sorry. It doesn't side tip, it is an end tipper only. That can always go on to tipper work, but it's not cost effective when you're trying to cut gravel all in business.
There you go, Council.
What is the actual cost of the plant equipment? I know these are the reserves you've got here. What's the actual cost?
The actual cost of the all our fleet?
Yeah.
7.3 million.
And the cost for these replacements?
Uh, 1.7 million, 550,000, that's capital outlay, $505,000 trade value, a total of 1,198,000.
That's the changeover fee.
That's what we expect.
Estimate.
Through the number of light vehicles in there, that puts it up pretty significantly.
And just with the lawn market, do you guys actually use it for anything shire-wise, or is it just for sporting clubs?
Basically, sporting clubs. We've got a lawn market coming in, contract lawn market coming in, because they're pretty hard to keep straight.
Yeah, is there any reason why we need to replace it? Can we just not sell this one to sporting clubs or donate it if it's...
Up the council, I just...
Oh no, I'm just asking, like, kind of what's the point of the Shire having it if the Shire don't use it for their own things? Like,
yeah, we provide a lot of services to serve the community that cost us a lot of money. It's not just the line market, it's across the board. So it's up to council whether they want to replace the line market. I put in there, we own one, we sporting clubs use it, whether you want to continue that arrangement.
Up to council. Our guys are community service, same as it haven't there anything else we do, so. And it's done by the right people, it's not just done by putting anybody on everybody.
We're a non-profit organisation. We provide that many services that aren't cost effective across the board. It doesn't matter whether it's a library, doesn't matter whether it's licensing, it doesn't matter. We provide it. So the state, most shires do provide it.
And why are light vehicles every 4 years?
Some are lower distance vehicle, like the ones that go out to the graders, they're a lower kilometred vehicle. That's been the sweet spot for trading those because of the kilometres and the years. Some of the high kilometre vehicles, we tend to do them more regularly.
Yeah. Oh, so not every vehicle's 4 years, or
two, four.
Yeah.
In asset management, you look for that sweet spot between cost of operating it, the purchase price, and trying to find that sweet spot in the middle to know when to trade it.
Yeah.
All right,
cool.
Any other discussion? Donald, for the motion, somebody's got it. You got to move it?
Okay. Yeah. Move it, so yeah.
Nobody against? Carried. Item 10, application for leave of absence.
That'd be me. I won't be here at the June meeting.
Somebody like to move to accept that Councillor Rose, Councillor Green? No against? Councillor Greenwich is. Nobody else? Item 11, motion for which previous notice has been given, there is none. Item 12, new business of earth and nature. None. Item 13, meeting closed to the public for confidential item, we have none. So therefore, I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you.